goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Stephen, it's S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Paksi, it's P-A-K-S-I. Date of birth, 11/30/1947. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Paksi with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was 1 year ago. He's been feeling well. He's been able to decrease his weight by 4 pounds over the last year. He states that his last hemoglobin A1C was 7.1. Home blood pressures are ranging between 120 and 130 over 70 to 80 when checked. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily. Low-dose losartan, 25 milligram daily also, in addition to his other routine medications. Physical exam, weight is 320 pounds, pulse 61, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 150 over 70. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. He has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 5th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.55. Estimated GFR is 46. Albumin 4.1. Calcium 8.9. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.9. Hemoglobin is 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression, no indication for dialysis. 2, diabetic nephropathy with controlled glucose levels and A1C of 7.1. 3, hypertension, currently not at goal. The patient was instructed to follow a low-salt diet and to check blood pressures at home, and keeping the range between 130 and 140 over 70 to 80 when checked. And the patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.